first start off just talking a little bit about the book?
Sure. The book is intended to those people who are going to engage in the transaction of a lifetime, the sale of their business. And most business owners, and especially small business owners, obviously have never gone through this process. And the book is really intended to give them an overview of the entire process, from what happens before you even start, for instance, when is the right time to even sell your business, all the way through the process of the transaction, and then discussing what happens after you sell the business. And it's really intended to provide a foundation for the business owner to engage in the sale process with more comfort, confidence, clarity, and understanding of everything that's happening around him during the intense process.
Right. And we obviously hear a lot about, at least nationally, about big, gigantic businesses switching hands a lot. But smaller businesses, are there any differences when it comes to maybe like a small Michigan business up north and like Barstool Sports, who did sell their business and then it ended up coming back into their hands?
Right. So I would say there are two main differences. One is that in the transactions that I'm involved in, the owner is so invested in their business. They have this, in many cases, their identity is tied to the business. They have this special affinity for their employees. And some employees may be second or third generation of family members who are working for the company. And this business owner has spent his entire career in the trenches, maybe working it up, working and building it from the ground up all the way to where it's hugely successful today, or maybe even a second generation business. In contrast, some of the huge companies that you might read about in the Wall Street Journal or New York Times, or you see on CNBC, those are really, I almost call them financial transactions. These are people who have built massive businesses and are really looking for, in many cases, the huge payout having built their company, or in some cases, they've built it so huge and they really just don't have the ability to grow it any further. So they decide to sell it and have a larger company develop it even further. And I would say those are the main. There are also, of course, what you would think, the sophistication of the buyers, the complexity of the transaction. All those things would be certainly differences between the types of transactions.
And then kind of talk a little bit about the steps. What should you do first if you're looking to sell your business?
Right. We always start with the premise of, are you personally even ready to sell? Because it's going to be a very emotional and time-consuming transaction. And we want to make sure that you're ready to part with your baby. It's something maybe you gave birth to, and now you're ready to send it off into the world to be owned by somebody else. Are you prepared to do that? And there are a lot of reasons why you might not be. One is just, as I mentioned before, your identity is tied to the business. You're concerned about what might happen to your employees. You're not sure what you're going to do with all your free time. Those are always intense emotions that we feel. And then the second, and obviously no less important, is do you have the financial ability to even sell the company? So once you sell it, your annual income or wages that you're taking from the company are no longer going to be there. So are you going to reap enough from the sale that you can live off the interest and dividends or other types of earnings that you accumulated over time to live a lifestyle or to have the retirement that you foresee you and your family wanting to have?
And like you were talking about, there's a lot of emotional connections to businesses, especially small businesses in Michigan. How do you know you're selling to the right person, or what types of buyers should you look out for?
That's a great question, Taylor. And I really wish more sellers focused on that question. So again, kudos to you for even raising the question. Too many people think about what the buyer thinks of the seller. And I always say, what does the seller think of the buyer? So there are really three types of buyers out there. One is called a strategic buyer. And many times they can pay top dollar. And these are buyers who are already in your industry, and they may be looking to expand their geographic footprint for sales, or they may be looking to expand their product line for higher sales. A next type of buyer is a financial buyer, and these are often private equity companies, and they may not have in-house industry expertise, so they would hire people from the industry at large to come in and run the business. And they buy strictly for financial purposes. They want to buy it, generate huge profits, and then resell it within 5 to 7 years. And then the last type of buyer is the individual buyer. And that I often liken to a situation where you may own a bakery, and it's been you and you've had a couple of employees and you've decided to sell. And then another person comes along and they want to buy your bakery. So it's a small business. It's never going to be huge. It's going to be the corner bakery that your community turns to or goes to for cookies for a child's birthday or cakes for the special occasion. And the buyer is more focused just on working in the business. They're not necessarily going to grow it to two, three, or four locations. They just want to have that. And it's almost like a job. They're buying it so they have a job. Those are the three main types of buyers. And then when we think about how to evaluate who the buyer is or what they're like, I always say, do a financial background check on them. Understand what type of company it is, where they get their money from to buy your company. What is their network in the industry like? Will they have the ability to grow your business or maintain the current business efforts and success? What does the buyer know about your people? And I call it, I would rather say, what is the buyer's management style? If you've been very employee friendly, which a lot of small businesses are, and then you sell to a financial buyer or a private equity group, they're not likely to be as employee friendly as you are because they're really interested in driving down costs, which might mean eliminating some jobs in order to boost profit. So what is the management style of the buyer? What are their values? Many companies have a strong commitment to their community. They're charitably inclined. They participate in a lot of activities. Maybe they sponsor a baseball team. And is the buyer have that similar value perspective? So those are some of the things we look at when looking at possible buyers.
And then kind of staying on that same wavelength, what about the cost? Now, how do you determine what you should sell your business for?
That's the best question, Taylor. And usually, we always bring in a mergers and acquisition valuation specialist, and they can help you value your company. And there are generally three or four different ways to value the company, and they're all technical. I do cover them in the book. But I think the most important thing for business owners to understand, and we see this time again, is usually their business is not nearly as valuable as they think it is. We all, business owners always think that their company is worth two or three times what the market really determines it will be. And ultimately, it is the market and prospective buyers who will determine what the value of your company is. So that's what I would, that's kind of my approach to valuation. We get a valuation done just so we know a starting point and we have some number in our mind, but we should not be wed to it because the market will ultimately determine what the sale price is.
Right, that makes sense. Andy, did you want to add anything else that we didn't talk about today that you wanted to get out to our listeners?
Thanks, Taylor. I think there are two main areas that I think business owners need to make sure they follow. One is make sure you have great advisors. Make sure you have a tax advisor who might be different than your accountant. Make sure you have a great mergers and acquisition advisor. Yes, they cost money, but I assure you, it will more than pay for itself. And of course, being a lawyer, make sure you have a great lawyer so that all your risks are protected and you minimize possible claims that the buyer might have after you finalize the deal. And then the second real important point is be or understand that this is not a short process. Even for small businesses, the process can take 9 to 12 months to find a buyer, to have due diligence completed, for a buyer's financing to get aligned, for the purchase agreement and all other documents prepared. So you must give yourself plenty of runway or lead time to get the transaction done.
Awesome, Andy. Those are all my questions. I appreciate you talking to me today.
Thanks, Taylor. And if I can just give one more item, if you don't mind, you can reach me. I'm right here in Detroit. You can reach me at 248-455-6500. My email is andy@thebigdealbook.com. And also there's additional information about selling your business. And also my book is available at www.thebigdealbook.com. Thanks so much, Taylor.
Perfect. And then one last question. Is that the only place you can find your book, or is it on Amazon, or where?
Of course. Yes, it's on Amazon. In Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and we'll hopefully have an audio version in the not too distant future. And you can, again, The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Competence and Clarity, available on Amazon and at the website.
Perfect. Thank you so much again.
Thanks a lot, Taylor. I appreciate it. Have an amazing day.